aja, jambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung, jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe, ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah gagal diri, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Kotton kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegarasin bete. Dari nyang tue ampe nyang muda, yuk same-same lestarin budaya kita ya. Jangan ampe kaget. Yuk,
kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri. Benjamin SMA muda kagak ade, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting the development of science, technology, and national industry through the state budget. Speaking at a 2025 Indonesian Science, Technology, and Industry Convention in Bandung, West Java on Thursday, Minister Sri Mulyani emphasized the state budget is a vital instrument for achieving the nation's aspirations, including advancing science and technology. The education budget allocation is around 750 trillion rupiah, or about 20% of total state spending. Indonesian government is preparing Galang Island in the Riau Islands as a medical treatment site for civilian victims of the conflict in Gaza. The facility will care for the wounded, including children, women, and the elderly affected by the ongoing violence in the region. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono, speaking on Thursday in Jakarta, explained this initiative follows President Prabowo Subianto's statement during his visit to several Gulf Cooperation Council member countries, where he expressed Indonesia's readiness to provide humanitarian aid, including medical treatment. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih. cruising and the sun goes down across the city, searching for something inside of me. I will find all the lost pieces, heart will feel deep in real. I was blind but now I see. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one.
Today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs, Yovie Widianto, collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Liodra, T. Tiara Andini and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Arshi Widianto, who is Yofi Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yofi Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yofi Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Saat ku lihat kau dengannya,
Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, museum is an educational place for people to know more about history. Museum keeps the history which connects meaningfully current social, cultural, and political issues. Person in charge of National Museum Jakarta, Indonesia, namely M. Roshid Ridho, invites people to visit the National Museum to learn about history, know about exhibitions, and many more.
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational media for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitors, ensure free ticket for the disabled, and the second community involvement and representation. It create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partner with local communities, especially marginalized groups, to create program and exhibition, feature exhibits that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community-curated showcase that allows citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education. Make the museum a space where history connects meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are align exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Kartini Day, Independence Day, and etc. Provide guided tour and educational key terror to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality, environmental change, or pluralism.
For more details, tune into VOI Talk International Museum Day, Make Everyone Fun and Enjoy, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tetap kepergian dirimu, meratap menang di sedih tak tertahan. Terbayang saat bersama lewati masa terindah, saat kau memelukku tuturkan cinta. Terangkan perasaanku, dirimu kan selalu ada di sisiku selamanya. Ku bagaikan nafas di dunia.
aku, bahagiaku melihatmu. Mampu tersenyum kalahkan getir, namun bilasa aku harus pergi juga. Tinggalkan engkau, tinggalkan semua.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Keyword of the day: intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ku dekat denganmu, lewati berbagai hal, ku ada di sisimu. Tanpa kau tahu perasaanku padamu, sendiri ku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali. Kau tak pernah pedulikan rasaku. Kau takkan acuhkan dirimu. Tapi ku harap suatu saat nanti kau tahu. Sendiri ku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali.
Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Voice of Indonesia. We are today's sound.
Jaat ganggu.
special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word karapan sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of karapan sapi culture originally from Madura Island. Rasul Kawib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start karapan sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karesidenan, Piala Presiden,
itu for Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about karapan sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying karapan sapi named saronen. So practically, karapan sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in karapan sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white T-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in karapan sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which you may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of bull for karapan sapi in Sumenep, explained that karapan sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke sestat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke sestat itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter stop point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalalas or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apeg, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap perapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi ya apa ya? Kurang
tepat. Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two persons and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Setiawan to Madura People, karapan sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This karapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, karapan sapi ini.
So karapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Keni is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Praja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Keni. Secondly, Kerap Praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap oncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Kerap Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Itu harus memang benar-benar sapi pilihan.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. Special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Biasa keindahan seni. falling in love tonight.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tutup. The song Polak Tutup was composed by Mato Samalingay. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forests. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forests, and timber on Mentawai Islands. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Islands called Polak Tutup by Mateus Samalingay. Enjoy.